We are learning the Masechta Pesachim Daf Chafam Beis, and we are starting three lines from the top of Chafam Beis. Rav Chista Rami Pischa a Pischa. Rav Chista asked a kasha from one Mishnah on Erev Pesach to another Braisa of Erev Pesach. Mshani, and he answers the kasha. Mi ar Mishua Shtayim Kachas. In our Mishnah, on Daf Yidal Ma'al, at the end of the Mishnah, it says that Rav Yeshua says, you let it burn Truma Teluya, which was Truma that was a Sofik Tuma, together with a Tamei Dika Truma. Even though it's becoming Tamei Vade now, that's fine, let it burn them both together. Veraminu, Menasi Akasha. Rav Yossi was asking Kasha Rameir. Rameir learned that Rav Chanina Sekane Kadim and from Rav Akiva, that just like there, they allow you to do Kachim or Truma together with Tuma, you also could burn Truma Tahira together with Tamei on Erev Pesach. That's what Rav Meir learned out. Rav Yossi says, I don't know what you're talking about, you can't learn out that out. On Rav Yossi, Ein anit dam l'raya. Kishayidu Rav Yisenu, ama idu. The edus of Rav Chanina Sekane Kadim and Rav Akiva, what were they made on? Imal basar. Rav Chanina Sekane Kadim said that basar shishma v'lada tuma. Basar the guy became Tamei from a v'lada tuma, which was a shlishi. Shisarf noisim a basar shishma v'av. You let it burn together with a basar that is a rishon. So there, shishma v'av tuma. There, Zed Tommy and Zed Tommy. That's better because they're both Tommy already. So don't bring a raya to Truma Tahira with Truma Tamei and Erev Pesach. And if you bring a raya from Rabbi Kiva that says you let it put Shemen of a Tful Yoyim with Shemen of a Shlishi into a Neretz Avatoma, it's also not a raya. Mal Shemen to Nifsa of a Tful Yoyim, Shemen Ligalis of a Neretz of a Tommy Mace that became Tommy from a Tommy Mace, and we said it's a Matris of Avatoma. Still, it's also not a raya there because there, Kaponim, the Truma was Pasul already. Zed Pasul, Zed Tommy. Afanu Moidim will also agree to you that the Truma Shnitmas Mavlada Tumah, if Truma became Tommy from Mavlada Tumah, Shasarfin Aisam Truma Shnitmas Avatumah, that you can burn it together with Truma that was talking with Avatumah. Aval Heich Nisroif, I feel Tuluya Matameya, but I never heard of anyone even burning Tuluya Matameya. Why? Because Tuluya Shem Yavi Eliyavi Tarim. So Rav Yossi in this Braisa says like this. Rameh, you say you let it burn Truma Tahiro with Truma Tamei, you bring a Raya. That's not a Raya. And not only that, I never heard of anyone who holds, even let it burn Truma Teluya with Truma Tamei. I never heard of that sheet like that. So what do you see from here? That there's no sheet in the world that holds like that. What do you mean? There's a Rab Yeshua holds like that in our Mishnah. Rab Yeshua says in our Mishnah, let it burn Truma Teluya with Tamei. And here it says, even Truma Teluya you're not allowed to do. So Gemara answers on that. Well, Mishani, Ha Rav Shimon believe Rav Yeshua. Ha Rav Yosi believe Rav Yeshua. He wants a taina. The Gemara's taina. Chista wants a taina that according to Rav Yosi, Taka Rav Yeshua does not hold Truma Tluya and Tamei. It's only Rav Shimon Shita. And we find that before in Braisa, the Tanya. Unten Braisa. Yadal Chalis b'Shabbes. If Erev Pesach lands up on Shabbos, the loch is on Friday, which is on the 13th day of Nisan. You do all the beer. Mevarim as a kol for Shabbos. You invite everything for Shabbos. B'sarfin Trumois Tameiyos. Teluyos with Tahiris, let it burn together the Tameyos, the Teluyos, and the Tahiris, all three together. Divi Rameyos, Rameyos Shitasai, that holds, you let it burn Truma Tahiri even with Tameya. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi, Emer, Tahira, Mephnei Asma, Teluy Fnei Asma, even Teluy has Mephnei Asma. Tahir Fnei Asma, with Teluy Fnei Asma, with Tumma Fnei Asma. And Rabbi Shimon says, no. Rabbi Shimon, Lenechlu, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, Al Tahira, Val Tameya. If you're doing Tahir and Tameya, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees, Shain Sarfin. Teluya and Tahira is Muta, Shasarfim. Even though Teluya is Safek Tuma, since people don't associate it as being Tamei, you let it burn that together with the Tahira. Because really, Midaraisa, since it's getting burnt, you let it really do all this. But even though it's Marasai, it's not a problem because it doesn't look like it's Tamei. Ama Nechliku, what's the Machlaikas of Yeshua Meliezer? Ad Teluya Al Tameya. Shavalezer and Tisare, Zubatsavas, has to be burned separately because Tluya might be Tahira, and everyone associates that as being Tahar. You can't learn it with Tamei. Rishu Amino, Shteim Kacha, let it burn both together. So, what's the Gemara's Teretz? You see in this price clearly that Rabbi Shimon holds that, Rabbi Yeshua holds that you let it burn Tluya and Tameya together. That's Rabbi Shimon's Shita in the shame Rabbi Yeshua. And that would be Pshat our Mishnah. And the Braisa, it says, Rabbi Yossi says, no one says, Truma Teluya is let it burn with Tameya. That's Rabbi Yossi Shitasa here, holds, has to be burned separately. Freyti Gemara, Haki says, Shataritz. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. Our Mishnah, if you look at our Mishnah, if you don't have a heart, that's even better. Our Mishnah says, Our Beis Einim and Amida, and says, Maitim Elazar Yeshua, Sharf Yishu Latz Latzma, Amad Neklu, Atlu Yavad Tameya. So the Rav Yehi says first in our Mishnah that Rav Yeshua holds the ladder burned together. It's a steer in Rav Yehi himself. So Gemara answers, Hachikama, Rav Yehi Rameya. Afilu Rav Shimon Liber Yeshua, the Mekel, even if you find me Rav Shimon according to Rav Yeshua as Mekel, Ki Mekel Batlu Yavad Tameya. It's only Mekel Batlu Yavad Tameya. But you Rav Meir saying, Tahira? No one holds that. Tahira Yavad Tameya Allah. So, like upon him, what we're coming at is that Mechlekes Rav Shimon b'shem Rav Yeshua and Rav Yehi b'shem Rav Yeshua, if Truma Taluya, you'll let it burn with Tameya. So, I think Rav Eiter, Rav Yehi Rav Nina, Rami Truma Pescha. Rav Yehi Rav Nina has the Kasha Truma on Pesach, Umeshani. And he answers, Rav Yehi has a theory now, Truma on Pesach, means until now we had Pesach on Pesach, now we have a Kasha of a Mesechtes Trumas on our Mishnah. Mi om Rabbi Shua shteim kach, as the Rabbi Shua say, let it burn both of them at one time, that means Tluya and Temeya, but Raminu asked your kasha, Chavis shal Truma, shneilid ba safek tuma, Chavis of Truma, that was neilid ba safek tuma, Rabbi Eliezer Aymer, means this is basically a Tluya. Rabbi Eliezer Aymer says you have to be careful with it still. Ma'isa v'nach is makum matur, if it was in a private place, in an open place, in a chen makum musa, put it in a private place. My Magulov was uncovered, you still have to be worried about watching him for coming to Tamir. If it was in a private place, if you want, if you need to move it, you don't have to make shmir on it. If it was covered, you got to let it, you can uncover it. So what do you see? That fear of Yeshua, if it's a Safek Tumah, you don't have to be so careful. But it's mashma, grama in, be a dying law. And he was saying, let it burn, shumat luya with shumat tameya. According to Rabbi Yeshua, Mashani, Harav Shimon Liv Rabbi Yeshua, Harav Yehi Liv Rabbi Yeshua. Economy. This brisa, this Mishnah of Chavash Al Truma is going according to Rabbi Yehi. Holds they not let burn Truman Tzluya be a dying. Only let do grama now. You can't burn Truman Tzluya be a dying with Truman Tamei. I'm going to ask another question now. Rabbi Lazar Rami Truma at Truma Mashani. Miriam Yeshua. Now I'm going to ask Stira of two Mishnayos and Trumas. Miyam Rabbi Yeshua Grom in Vidaim Loi Raminu Lasser Kasha. It says in the Braisa, Chavash Shal Truma Shinishbra. You have above a Chavash Shal Truma, it's a regular Tahira Diga Truma that broke in the Gas Al Yoina. But Tachtah under was Chulun Tameim. Now the problem is, if a Truma falls into that Chulun Tameim, not only can't a Israel eat it because there's Truma in it, a Kayin can't eat it either because it will come Tameim. So it's falling into the Chulun Tameim. Moedim Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, that even if you want to protect your chulin, you have to use Shemyokla Hasman or Revius Betaira Yatzel. If you can get a keli, it's Revius, you have to go get it and be matzlo. From Lav, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Teir Vitame, let it go down and come Tame, Vayitamena Biyad. Don't bring a keli as Tame to catch it, because that's being Tame Biyad. Rabbi Yeshua, Mayitamena Biyad, you let it even Tame Biyad and catch it and protect your chulin. You let it take a keli. That's Tamei, and catch the Truma, and protect the Chulim, because this way Yechulim will stay fine. I Matam B'Yadayim. So no, he says, no, since anyone who comes Tamei, Allah Matam B'Yadayim. What's the Kasha? We see from here that you let him Matam B'Yadayim. And before it said that a Sufik Truma also was slated for Sreifa and stole, and now Matam B'Yadayim. So what's the Chilk? The Stira in Rabbi Yeshua himself. So really, you could have answered, I didn't even ask the kasha, one's going to Rabbi Yaisi, one's going to Rabbi Shimon, but the world doesn't answer, the world has different times. My answer is, Shani, that the reason why here Eli do Vidayim is special reason. Shani has to make a hefsid chulim, because here, the chulim can get ruined, it's a big hefsid, so therefore they allowed you, since anyway, we said it's really the Rabbanan that didn't quote Soifay to get ruined, it's because the hefsid chulim allowed you to be tamed by Yadayim. Mask of La Rava, so then that's true. In our Mishnah, we're making you make two separate fires for the Truma Taluya and Truma Tameya. Or at least for a Truma Tahira for sure, and Truma Tameya. Why don't we say here, Hefsid of Eitzim? Mask of Rava, it's not me, you can Hefsid Eitzim. In our Mishnah also, there's Hefsid Eitzim. So why, the way Rashi learns the Kashas, Fir Ab Yaisi, Fir Ab Yeshua, you can't burn Truma Taluya with Truma Tameya. The Chair is Hefsid Eitzim. Omli Abaya, Lehefsim Ruba Chashashu, Lehefsim Muet, Loi Chashashu. You are Chashash for Hefsim Ruba, but not for Hefsim Muet. Menot Tamra, how do you know that? Lahevsu Ruchas, you weren't worried about Hevsimut. I'll show you a Braisa that's a very similar Braisa, with a different halacha. The Tanya, learned in a Braisa. Chavis Shel Shemen. Till now we're talking about Chavis of Yayin. Now we're talking about Chavis Shel Shemen, of oil, Truma, Shanishbara, Vagas, Yayin, Uvetachtoina, Chulim, Temeya, and the bottom is Chulim, Temeya. Moidi Rabbi Eliezer of Yeshua, Shmiokla Hatzman, Revius, Vitahira, Yatzel. If you could save it, Revius with Tahira, you should say you could just try to do that. Malav, Tehrid with the Tam of Tam Yad. And here really just say a lesson like Rabbi Yeshua's Moida to Rabbi Eliezer. That's what the Gemara's gonna ask later on to really say that. That here everyone agrees you're not allowed to catch it. Now why not? I want to save my shemen on the bottom. It shouldn't become truma. Why can I save it with a kalim tome according to Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua said, "For you allowed to save it." Teretz says, because shemen is not so expensive as wine. So you see that behevsim muet loy chashashu. So the Gemara explains in a second, why is shemen not kosher big hefsit? Not because of the price of it, because you still use it. You can use it for your Chanukah menorah. Shemen lahadik, you still use it to light something with it. Masheke wine, once it becomes tame, it's useless. So therefore, it's a much bigger loss. If you use the wine, you use the shemen. But the Gemara has a kash on that. Maishno shemen, the royal ahadlik, you still could burn it and use it that way. Yayinami, royal aziluf. They have something to pour wine out to make the room smell good. So they can use it for aziluf still. Vichite, maziluf la milsi. Or you can tell me, oh, aziluf is not such a big thing, so it's not worth so much money. It's not true. I'm a shmuel with shemra vichia. Shoysim melug besela. If you want to drink a lug of wine, pay a seller for it. Drink, cream red drink. But you want to use zilof, you buy the more expensive wine. Mazalfin melug v'shtayim, you spend even more money to buy a zilof wine. So you see, zilof is a very important thing. So why we're saying, Mashemen, it's a loss, you write it off as a loss, and it's not such a big deal by Shemen, because it's not such a big loss, because I can use it to burn. Okay, it's not the same expensive as, not the same price as stuff you could eat, but still, it has a value. Wine also has a value for zilof. The Gemara answer is that here we're talking about a gas. There it's chadash, it's new wine. New wine is not roi of a zilof. Doesn't smell so good yet. It's not roi of a zilof. Frank the Gemara, royal yashnoi. Okay, so keep the wine around, then let it get old, and then you use it for zilof. So it still has a value. My answer, no, you're not allowed to keep wine around, that's tame. Why? A truma tame, a wine, not to keep it around. Because it also bit the color. It might come to eat it and come to the color. Frank the Gemara, shaman nam, also bit the color. Shemen also need to keep it around in order to be, you're not going to use so much oil to burn at one time, so also come to the tikkala. So, you put it into a disgusting keli, and therefore there's no chance you're going to eat from it. So, you want to make it, age it, put it into a klimas. Ramalim klimas. So, it's impossible. You need it for zilof, but klimas. Ramalim saying you put it into klimas, that you can't do, because for zilof it has to be good smelling, you're not going to put it into a kli. Mars. I'll call upon him. So we brought it right from here that we have some muat loy chashashu, and therefore you're not allowed to catch it with a keli tam according to Rishua by Shemen. Why? Because Shemen is the royal hadlik, and therefore it has a value. Mashenke wine has no value. Taych dvara, we threw in an idea that you're not allowed to keep wine around. That's truma tamei because you're worried about a takala. Taych dvara, takala atzma tanayi. This din of takala is really mechlekes tanayim. The tayin din of brisa. You have a barrel of wine of chuma game tummy. Spill it out right away, the whole thing. Don't use it for zilof. You can do zilof with it. I'll be machria between the two shitas. In the field, where there's no zilof in the field, there you have to spill it out right away. I bring it home to do zilof. By the time you get home, you'll drink some wine. It's a shay of takala. The bias, where there's no long time interval in between, he's doing zilof, tasa zilof. There's no chshash takal over there. That's what Shmuel says. Ikadamri, a different achrayah, he said, bechadosh yishavichavel, by new wine, spill it out right away. But yashon tasa zilof, by yashon do zilof, because we're not worried of takal. Omru lo, he said to him, ein achrayah shlishim achrayas. This is not called achrayah, why not? Rashi explains, because you don't see in Beisham Beisilu anything about Chshash Takala. Because they're not Mechalak in Soda and the Bais. And you can learn a different Pshat. You don't say what the Pshat is, but you can learn the Pshat is different. Tosis Baba Kama says that you could learn what the Pshat was. The Shaila is Reicha called Achila. According to Beis Shammai, the reason we have to spell it out is because smelling something is called achila, and therefore we have to spell it out. They say, oh, it's that. It's nothing to do with the chashta kala. But Rabbi Shmuel learns it's a chashta kala, and therefore he says a chilek. In the field, you spill it out. In the house, you could do ziluf. So this is the machlokes tanoim of takala between Rabbi Shmuel against Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Let's go weiter, and let's try to finish the parak Mes Hashem. Omer Rabbi Yisrael Hanina. Machlokes, this whole shaila, where you have wine of truma falling into chulin tameya, and we say, you let it catch it in order to save the chulin, is only if the chulin is not 100. If the chulin at the bottom is 100, the halacha is, truma that falls into chulin 100 becomes bottle. So even if it was chulin tameyim, you still have to eat it, because it's chulin still. So then, of course, it can't be metamei, the truma is falling down be a dime with a kalim tamei, because there's no hefsid. It's a bottle in the 100. It's only machlekes if the truma is falling into chulin less than 100 saw. Pachas and meyas saw chulin tameim. Have enough love. The truma is falling in lemeya chulin tameim. It's falling into 100 chulin tameim. Divrei akol lekuli amat teirid v'tetami. Let it come down and become tamei. Va'yitemena b'yad and don't be metamei b'yad. Why? Because no loss involved here. Taina v'ha'chi chavas nishbro v'gas al yoyin. Chavas that got broken the gas al yoyin v'tachtei mei chulin under it's 100 chulin tameim. Moedim alezer Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lez is moedim Rabbi Yeshua. Again, a funny lashon. Rabbi Eliezer is Moedim Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is one who's always Mekel. But here it sounds like Moedim Rabbi Yeshua Shem Yochel Ahatzim and Revius B'Tahira Yatzel. If you could save Revius B'Tahira, then you'll have to save it. But in Lav, you only have Kalim Temeim. L'kul Yama Teirid B'Tetami Val Yitami Yad. It means even Rabbi Yeshua agrees to that. Why? Because there's no loss involved. It's going to be bottle in the Chulim. Break the Gemara. Here the Gemara says Kasha. And the same Kasha goes on before also. Hi, Moedim Rabbi Yezer Rabbi Yeshua. It's just saying Moedim Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Yezer. Rabbi Yeshua is always the one who says you're allowed to be Matame Biyad. Say here, Rabbi Yeshua agrees he can't be Matame Biyad. Why? Because no loss. So Rabbi Yeshua is Moedim to Rabbi Yezer. Not Rabbi Yezer Moedim Rabbi Yeshua. It's just saying Moedim Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Yezer. By the way, Amarava Epoch. Taka, switch around the lashon. Moedim Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Yezer. Rav Huna Breidim Rabbi Yeshua Ma Loelam Loy Sepech. And the same chakra tie goes in the brayse before. Don't switch around. Taka saying Rabbi Yezer Rabbi Yeshua. And what we mean to say like this. Let's go on the first part. Rabbi Eliezer is Moedim Rabbi Yeshua that if you can matzel with the Revius B'Tahira Yatzel. The case of this Revius B'Tahira was, this Kalim Tar wasn't the Tar completely. It was only Tar from the inside, not from the outside. Why? This Kalim came Tami from a Mashkin, which you say, Medera Banan, only the outside is Tami, not the inside. So you shouldn't come to burn Shuma from it. So maybe to be Xera, according to Rabbi Eliezer, I can't use that Kalim because it might become Tami from the outside. Kamash Lon, you're not worried about that. Lo'el lo'y tepa. Hagamai eskina meklizha taichai tahar. The inside is tahar v'gabay tamay. Ma'otem enigza dimon noga gabay v'tahuruma. Maybe you're worried you can't use this keli because if I touch the outside, Kamash Lon, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Moedim Rabbi Eliezer, who's more machmat to Rabbi Yeshua, from Yochel ahatzim et revius b'tahira. If you could save it b'tahira, even in a keli that's tummy from the outside, but if the inside's tar, yatzel. And when that goes in, the outside might become tummy from chuma. So therefore, it's Moedim Rabbi Yeshua. And same thing with Foso, which says Moedim Rabbi Yeshua. There was a Moedim regarding Shemen that you shouldn't be, that everyone agrees you should not be used kelim tameim. Also, on the first line says, Yachli lahatzman or vias b'tahira, yatzel. Also, it's Moedim Rabbi Yeshua. You can use a keli that's tummy on the outside. Kamar Shmulon, Hadun Allah, or Larab Asar. For those that saw it, bli nada.